Amen. Truly tonight we're going to hear the word of God from Brother John Willis, North Vernon, Indiana. Brother Willis in the Lord. Praise God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you very much. No. Isn't it great being here tonight? Amen. We have come tonight to have church, and we've just about got started. I'm telling you that. We have just about got started. But we thank the Lord tonight, giving honor to the pastor of this church and his associate, amen, and their spouses. Amen. We want to thank the Lord for letting us be here tonight. And also to the general superintendent of the Assemblies, the Lord Jesus Christ, and all of those who help him run the ship. Amen. All of those. We thank the Lord tonight. I'm so glad, amen, to be with God and baptized in Jesus' name, filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. The kind of power that you get when you get the Holy Ghost. Thank God somebody didn't shake it into me. Nobody rubbed it into me. Did you hear me? Nobody grabbed my throat and just joggled it into me. But when I got the Holy Ghost, I got it from God. And when God gives it to you, ain't nobody going to take it away from you. So I thank the Lord tonight to be able to be here with all of these great ministers and their wives. God bless them abundantly. Isn't it great to be part of the kingdom of the Lord? Amen. If you are not with the Assemblies of the Lord Jesus Christ and a minister of another organization, may I say thank you tonight for being here. We want you to worship the Lord with us. We're on our way to heaven. This is the first church I've ever been in. The dear sister behind me, she gave me a warning when they started. And she said, I want you to know, we stand up on every song around here. And she gave me a warning, and I really, really appreciate that. Praise God. I hate to look like a fool. I remember several years ago, we went to preach down south, and way down south, way down in Mississippi country, down in the southern section. And we got down there. I didn't know the men got on one side and the women got on the other. Like a fool, I got on the wrong side. But you know what really made me feel good when I went back down a couple, 3 years ago and my boys done the same thing. Praise God. Amen. They look so idiotic on over there with all them women. But thank God tonight, amen, every church is different, but we all love God. Amen. Are you going to help me preach tonight? Amen. I want to say God bless you. Appreciate my wife and my youngest son being with us tonight. And I'm so glad we all got the Holy Ghost. Amen. Baptized in Jesus' name. Have found something. Amen. Don't do away with those old songs. I have found the way that leads to endless day. Yonder in the glory land. I'm glad I found this thing. Praise God. And the Lord just revealed it. He hid it from the wise and prudent. Thank God that tells you a lot about me, and he revealed it unto babes. Hallelujah. So would you stand tonight for the reading of the word of the Lord? I want to preach. I was sitting there waiting, and honest, I have butterflies all inside of here. You know how that feels. But I'm so glad the more they sung, and Elder Johnson got singing, but Tubbs got up here jumping around. I'm telling you what, I said, man, I'm ready to preach. Hallelujah. I just feel like I can preach tonight now. Amen. And I want to do my best to preach to you from the precious word of the Lord. Amen. I did not bring, hear me, TV Guide to preach out of tonight. And I do not have Reader's Digest, but I bring to you the precious word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but he said my word shall never pass away. Everything else will fall in a pile and in a heap. But God's word's going to stand, folks. Hear me. In this hour and in this time, there's nothing as sufficient as the precious promise of God's holy word. When I need something, I go to the power of God Almighty, pick up his word, and in this book is everything we need. Amen. No wonder Paul said, in him I live, I move, I have my very being. You get outside of God, you flounder like a fish on the ground. But you get in God, friend, you can swim. Hallelujah, with the fastest. Glory be to God. So I appreciate the Lord tonight, and I am happy tonight. I'm telling you what, I'm feeling the preacher tonight, and I want to do my best to preach. Thank you, Brother Tubbs. Move this obstacle course up here. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord tonight. If you would turn with me to the book of Joshua. Amen. I want to read from the precious word of the Lord. Thank God for his word. Somebody say thank God for his word. Oh, hallelujah. It's really, really good. The first chapter of the book of Joshua, I'm going to be reading from a couple of places tonight. Amen. Joshua chapter number 1. Amen. And let me read starting at verse number 6. The Bible said this, "Be strong and of a good courage, for into this people shall thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe," everybody say observe, "and do according to all the law," say that, "and do according to all the law, which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it," say that, "turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper wheresoever thou goest." I like that. Let me read this last verse. "The book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success." Back up with me in the Old Testament again. Let me read from the book of Exodus. Praise God. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse number 9 of the 33rd chapter of the book of Exodus. Let me read right here. "And it came to pass, as Moses entered into the tabernacle, the cloudy pillar descended and stood at the door of the tabernacle, and the Lord talked with Moses. And all the people saw the cloudy pillar stand at the tabernacle door, and all the people rose up and worshipped every man in his tent door. And the Lord spake unto Moses face to face, as a man speaketh unto his friend, and he turned again into the camp. But his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, departed not out of the tabernacle." Now notice that. Amen. The Bible said, "And he turned again," talking of Moses, "into the camp. His servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, departed not out of the tabernacle." If you would tonight, lift your hands and just worship the Lord. Thank you, God, for your divine spirit. Bless tonight and let me preach, God, like I feel the anointing of God in my life. Right now, in Jesus' mighty name. Praise God. You may be seated. God bless you. I want to preach a little bit about a young man who was just simply inquisitive when it came to the workings of the law of God. I believe if you're ever going to be anything, you're going to have to be willing to learn and be a good student. It doesn't matter in what field it might be, whether it be in the professional field or in the common workforce of life. Whatever it is, you have got to first be a good student before you can ever really succeed as far as this life is concerned. The young man Joshua that I spoke about just a moment ago in the scripture became a simple companion of the man of God Moses. He went with Moses. We talked lots of times about Elisha and Elijah, but very few times do we speak about the camaraderie, amen, of Moses and this young man Joshua. But there was something inquisitive in this young man's heart, because he liked what he saw when the presence of the Lord began to move on the great leader Moses. So when Moses went to the mountain and God said, "Come on up high, and I'm going to give you some tablets of stone with the law on them," amen, Joshua said, "Listen, Moses, I want to go along too. I know it's commanded that nobody come up in that mountain, but if you would, just let me go a little ways up the mountainside and let me there listen to what God's got to say." You see, I believe there's something to be gleaned, Moses was saying. "Amen, I realize that you're my elder, and I realize that you're more experienced in these things. But let me tell you right now, Moses, I like what I see. If this is any indication what lays in store for those who walk up rightly after God, let Israel have their idol gods and let Israel build their golden calves. But for me and you, we're going to the mountainside, and there I want to live. listen in on the conversation between you and God. I want to hear what God's got to say. Glory be to God. Somebody say hallelujah. I'm telling you, don't mess with me tonight. I feel like preaching. Glory be to God. Amen. Just a few weeks ago, as a matter of fact, about three, I was so sick, I felt like I was going to have to write my will. Right in the middle of service, one of the men in church, who oftentimes is so loud, and thank God for them loud folks, he walked up to the front of the building, and I was so sick I couldn't preach. I'd been sick for about 2 weeks, and he walked up there, and he said, Brother Willis, can I say something? He said, I feel the Spirit of the Lord tonight, amen, wants us to set you on the altar and lay our hands on you and pray a prayer of faith. Let me say this right now. It might have seemed out of place right then, but I thank God that somebody had been watching some men of God, amen, and listen to what God got to say, friend, because when they laid their hands on me and prayed the prayer of faith, I'm telling you what, I was like that man. From that time on, I began to get better, and I feel that Spirit in this place tonight. Irregardless of what you need, there's a God in this place tonight who wants to supply your each and every need and fill and thrill you with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Glory be to God. And Joshua said to him, let me go up the mountain with you. Hey man, let me go a little ways. I'd like to march up there and see what's going on. He went up a little ways and found him a little nook and sat down on a rock, no doubt. Hey man, and he heard the utterings from the top of the mountain. Hey man, he could also hear the cry of those from down below. But he was more interested in what was going on at the top of the mountain than he was what was going on down here. Let me tell you, I don't know what God's got all set for us, but I'm telling you, I'm more interested in what's going on up there than I am what's going on down here. Hear me tonight, I'm working for something. I'm not working for the praise of men, and I'm not working, friend, for somebody to pat me on the back. But this old boy is working for a mansion and a robe and a crown. I'm going to listen what the men's got to say because I want to learn of the Lord. Glory be to God. And so there he listened and gleaned everything that he could glean from the precious man of God. Amen. Then it came time when great decisions were to be made in Israel. The Lord was upset with Israel because of her actions. And I don't mean to cross over on your standard of holiness tonight, and I'm not going to dwell here, but the Lord had become so upset at Israel. Read it for yourself. Amen. Because she had put on her ornaments all over her. If you look up in the book of Isaiah, I believe it is, you find out there was all sorts of jewelry on their ankles, all sorts of dangling and glittery things, earrings and rings and you name it. And the Lord was so upset with Israel because of that. Amen. At this time, God began to speak. Amen. Moses said, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to the house of God, and there I'm going to inquire of the Lord for Israel. Amen. Joshua said, listen, man, I've been with you to the top of the mountain, and I've been with you there, and I've heard God speak, but I'd like to hear what God's got to say. Let me say this one thing right now. Friend, you can come out with everything brand new if you want to, but I'll tell you what, nothing will beat the experience of going to God and listen to what God's got to say. He said, I'll go with you to the house of the Lord. My God, I feel like preaching tonight. Amen. Amen. So he went with Moses to the house of God. Amen. And he inquired and listened as the man of God began to pray and talk to God. And God began to commune with Moses and began to tell Moses what to do. Moses got the answer from God. He turned around and said, I'm going to go back now. Joshua, come on, let's go. And he turned around without looking back. But yet there was something about that place. There was an inquisitive spirit got a hold of that young man. I'm telling you what, God was shaping him, and God was molding him, and God was using him, and God was changing him. Hallelujah, tonight in this very conference, you can be molded and changed, my God, by the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Moses turned around and walked away. as he walked away, amen, Joshua did not come. Amen, Joshua stayed right there in the tabernacle. What did he do, preacher? I wonder what he done. I don't know, but I believe he saw a little repetition there. He saw Moses lift his hands and worship the Lord. I love what you said tonight. Brother Johnson said you can't have church without worship. I want to tell you something. Somebody taught Joshua how to worship. I believe he stayed right there in that church, right there in that tabernacle. Everybody else was in the door of their tent. They didn't want to leave their house. But thanks be to God for some men who's got guts enough and women who's got guts enough to go to the house of God and spend some time in the work of the Lord. I worry today because the church is very seldom frequented by saints of God. I go for hours and never see nobody pull in the church driveway. I go for hours and see everybody come to church except when it comes church time. But Joshua said, listen, man, amen, go on, Moses. But I found something here that I want. Let me say this right now. Amen, what God's been doing lately, he's been doing this thing for years. We don't need to change the Holy Ghost and get something new. We don't need to change healing and get something new. We don't need to change the gifts of the Spirit and get something new. We need to magnify what God has given us and put it to use by the glory and the power of God Almighty. My God Almighty. Jesus, Jesus, I love you tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he said, I'm going to stay right here. Amen. And just go on, Moses. I want to spend some time praying just like you've taught me to pray. I want to spend some time talking to God just like you've taught me to talk to God. For I found something in this place tonight. Amen. I'm not going to leave here like I came. There's going to be a difference in me. Then later on over in the Word of God, we find where the Word of God was giving this young man instruction. And God was instructing him what to do. God didn't go say, go out here, amen, to a Baptist convention. And pardon me tonight, I'm just using that for a reference point. Or go out here to some big convention and get you something brand new. No, sir. Nothing will ever replace the moving of the Holy Ghost. Nothing will ever replace old-fashioned holiness. Nothing will ever replace the move of God's divine Spirit. Nothing will ever, my God, nothing will ever replace when the power of God falls in his church and convicts a sinner's heart. Absolutely nothing. My. Amen. And so the word of God spoke. Amen. In the book of Joshua, chapter number 1, what the young man must do. Listen, Joshua, all these lessons you've learned down through the years, elder. There's some lessons you've learned. My God, I haven't been to these conferences for 26 years. Hey, man, I haven't been to them for all them years and not learned anything. Brother Cook, I used to come when I was so skinny and so young before I ever got married. And I heard them preachers preach. I mean, men who could preach the Word of God without fear or favor. I've seen some come that tried to change it up. I've seen some come that try to modernize it to get a new dance step. But I'm telling you what, tonight, take me back to the Word of God. Let me live it like they taught me to live it. Let me preach it like, my God, like they taught me to preach it. Let me be inquisitive about the power and the promise of Jesus Christ. Good God Almighty. Joshua the son of Nun, hey man, when you do the work of God, I want you to do it just like you was taught. Don't stray from the right hand and to the left. Don't get out in left field somewhere and think you can have a mighty revival by changing it up. Let me say this tonight. Amen. I feel like tonight that God still got a glorious church. His church still believes in speaking in tongues when the Holy Ghost comes. His church still believes in baptism in Jesus' name. His church still believes in living a dedicated life. I'm not about to change that. This is what I cut my teeth on, and it's still working today. Praise God. He brought a little baby to church the other day. Little bitty thing. His mother was a cocaine addict. They brought that baby in the church. We had a great service that night. Amen. We don't know any better than to just worship the Lord. Sometimes I don't think we do it enough. Sometimes we don't kick high enough. Sometimes we don't run fast enough. Sometimes we don't shout loud enough. Amen. But that night we just cut loose. Amen. And that little baby was born blind. The doctor said the cocaine had destroyed its eyes. Amen. During the middle of that service, one of the men went back and picked up that little sinner baby, mother's baby, and brought it up to the front of the church. And he said, pray for this baby. We laid hands on that baby. And I want you to know, God give that baby back in sight. Somebody said, can he still do it? Somebody said, can he still do it? Oh my God, yes he can. Yes he can. Yes he can. He's still delivering today. Hallelujah. Oh my God. Somebody say hallelujah. My daddy used to say, if it's not broke, don't fix it. Hear me. And I'm going to tell you something, there's nothing broke about the Holy Ghost. All it's looking for is vessels to work through. Hear me now, you don't have to fancy this thing up. You don't have to modernize this thing up. You just need to get inquisitive about the spirit your father had and your forefather had. What was that Father Abraham talked to? Amen. Who was it he paid tithes to? Who was it, my friend, who came walking on the sea toward a ship and stabbed the disciples to death? I'm inquisitive about that. I'm going to pick up the book and I'm going to see what it says. Hallelujah, hallelujah. My God, my God. Come here, fella. Hallelujah. These Ebrites got enough ears that they could fly if a good windstorm come up. Bless God. Where are you going today, Pop? I'm going to prayer meeting.
Yes.
Yes, I am.
All right.
Oh, I don't think I'll go to prayer meeting today. The Final Four is coming to Indianapolis. And I think I'd rather go to the final. Oh, my Lord. Let me tell you something. The final day is coming to your city. And the final hour is coming to your town. And the final seconds coming to your life. Amen. Hear me. Joshua said, take me to the house of God, Paul. Amen. Don't just walk away from me. But let me stay here. Oh, my God. Let me stay here a while. I like what I feel in this place. Hold it, baby. Hallelujah. He just got inquisitive. He got looking into what the fathers had told him. Joshua, don't forget what Moses taught you. Don't forget it. Don't go to the right hand. Don't go to the left hand. Don't forget it. But maybe I can alter it a little bit. David went to get the Ark of the Covenant. Hey, man, when he got there, he thought, man, that'd be an awful job to pack that thing. So we'll build us a brand new cart. Hook up a milk cow to it, and we'll tug it on home. Let me tell you something, friend. Ain't no old heifer going to pull this thing. Hey, man, it's got to be somebody that's baptized in Jesus' name, filled with the Holy Ghost, and they got to pack it on their person. Good God Almighty. Woo! Somebody say hallelujah. Elder, don't mess with me tonight. I'm telling you what. There's enough Holy Ghost in this place. If the devil could repent, he'd probably get it. Hallelujah. My God. So he said, listen, we're going to tell you how to do it now. Amen. Let me give you a little seminar in the Word. That's what they give Joshua here in Joshua chapter number 1. What did they take him back to? They took him back to the foundation principles that he learned when he was on the mountain and when he went to the tabernacle and stayed there alone with God. Let me say, out of all Israel, hey man, you never read, I don't believe, where a man done what Joshua done. And he went to the house of God with the man of the Lord, and the man of God walked away. Somebody said, oh, that's all there is to it. Let me say, in this last day and time, there have been preachers fall. I know that, and you know that, but that should not affect you, because you yourself should have an interest in the house of God. Son, I'm going to tell you something right now. You better learn what it is to shout. Said shouting's an art. No, shouting ain't an art. Shouting's a move of the Spirit. Glory be to God. Amen. I remember there was an attitude come through that they all lined up like chorus girls in the church. You ever seen that? They lined up across the front and said, we're going to teach everybody how to shout now. And they got this little number going. Amen. It was so prissy and so pretty. Hallelujah. Can you see Joshua doing like this? Coming out of the house of God. And his wrist all bent. No, sir. I can't see that. You know how I see him coming out of the house of God? He was coming out of there. Shekinah's in there. Woo! Amen. Ashen white. That was something about his face. Somebody knew that he had been in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Used to be, didn't go to Kmart and Walmart after church was over. They didn't look like going. Nowadays, every hair is in place so they can go. I shouldn't do this, but I'm going to. My God, I'm going to. Now they can go to the high-class place after church because everything's just fine. Oh, but what happened to the body sweat? Somebody said, you know how you can tell a good apostolic service? I said, no. I said, you smell it. Praise God. I'm telling you. Joshua said, oh, that's what I feel in this place. Somebody probably said to Moses, where's Joshua at? Well, he's right. Where's he at? Hey, Joshua. And he was looking all over the place for that old boy. Hey, where you at, Joshua? Hey, man, they heard some utterings of praise coming out of the flaps of that tabernacle. Somebody was in there having church. Somebody was in there on fire for God. Hey, man, inquisitive. Did you hear me? I want healing. I want miracles. I want the power of God. I want God to move. That's what I want. Hallelujah. My God, we don't have to streamline this thing. This has more power than any jet engine ever had. You hear me? This can sneak in and sneak out better than a stealth bomber. Hallelujah. Praise God. This is better than a smart bomb. It won't go down your chimney. It'll go down in your soul. Hallelujah. And it'll get you where it hurts. Hallelujah. Hear me tonight, Joshua. Listen. When you learn the precious word of the Lord, only thou be strong and courageous. We need some courageous young men and women. We need some courageous moms and dads. We need some courageous preachers and preachers' wives that'll say, hey, let the world compromise if they want to. We still believe in holiness and the power of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Listen to this. Only be thou strong and very courageous. Thou mayest do what? Observe to do according to all the law. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh my God. Hey, listen, I like music in a church. I love it. I got some good music. And I like it loud. Gonna have church crank it up. Crank it up. Amen. Don't you tell me that when they had church around the walls of Jericho that everybody was asleep. Don't you tell me that. Don't you tell me, friend. Amen. When David come back into Jerusalem with the ark, don't tell me that they were all just lullabying. Hear me. No, sir. David himself, history said, was dancing, playing a tambourine, having himself a time wound up and cranked up. I like that. But all the music in the world cannot take the place of the moving power of the Holy Ghost. Hear me tonight. Joshua, whatever you do, maintain the move of God's Spirit. Let God lead you. For the Bible said, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Listen to this. And he said, I don't want you to turn from the right hand or to the left, but thou mayest prosper whatsoever, whithersoever thou goest. And the book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. That book's what's going to teach us, buddy. Come here, Pastor. God bless your heart. I like this guy. Hallelujah. You know why? He's not a stick in the mud. Praise God, he's a spoke in the wheel. Hallelujah. Thanks be to God. Somebody said, oh, preacher. Amen. If we would soften our churches up. No, my Lord, no. Don't soften them up. Have church. Praise God. I said, have church. Joshua, whatever you do when you become the leader of Israel, have church. Hey man, when you get out there to fight, don't just get you a flute and blow on it. Get you a trumpet. Something that'll make some noise and have church. My God, thank you. I'm telling you what. We need some inquisitive folks in this conference. Amen. Somebody said, what do you want in this conference? I want everything God's got for me plus a little extra. I don't need nothing new. I just need reinforce the power. Amen. That was delivered. The Bible said earnestly contend for the faith that was once delivered to the saints of God. Don't earnestly contend for something brand new. Amen. This thing. The Bible said there's nothing new under the sun. Amen. Get this thing. It's everything you need. Absolutely everything you need. The book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe and do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good. I've seen folks that have fallen for this new spirit, and their churches have fallen, and it's a shame. But oh God, make me inquisitive. Make me inquisitive. I want to know about when they talk about the gifts, I want to know what they are, because I want to be used of the Lord if that's how God wants me to be used. Listen to me. When they talk about healing, when they talk about deliverance, when they talk about old-fashioned services, and I'm not exaggerating. When I first got the Holy Ghost, I was raised in a church, and I would go home from revival service at 6 o'clock in the morning. I would change my clothes and go straight to work and work a 10-hour shift and go back to revival service that night and maybe not get home, my friend, till 4 or 5 in the morning, and the rooster be crowing when you're trying to open your eyes to get out the door. Somebody said, oh, we're too modern for that. If we're too modern for that, we're too modern. Make us inquisitive, oh Lord, like Joshua. Hear me now. And I look back on all them years. Amen. And I have not lost what I got the night God filled me with the Holy Ghost. Gentlemen, reinforce what I believe. When you teach to me and reinforce that God's God and changes not. Let me never doubt that there's one God. Let me never doubt that God can't heal. I know He can heal. Don't ever tell me that God can't save. I know He can save. Don't tell me He can't deliver. Don't tell me He don't work like that today. Because the Bible said Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Reinforce that. I'm inquisitive about God's divine spirit. As musicians come tonight, I'm closing. We're looking in an age. As I said, we want to be better us. I want to be a better me. But I know the only way I can be is not turn away from what I've been taught. Hear me, folks. Adultery still adultery. Fornication still sin. Reinforce it in my head, please. I'm inquisitive. I want to know more. I don't want to know about a new God. I want to know about the one who wadded the world up and slung it on its axis. I want to know about the world who played in God, who played in the dirt and made a man and breathed you into breath of life. I want to know about that great and almighty God. Amen. Who parted the Red Sea. I want to know about that God. Tell me more and more about Him. I'm so inquisitive, I want to know, what can you do today? God, give us a hunger. Hear me. Lots of times when you end church service and you say the last amen, folks scatter out of the church like cockroaches in an old tenement house when you turn a light on. They just boom and they're gone. What happened to those who lingered around? What happened to those who said, oh, preacher, I got a question I want to ask you from the word of the Lord. Tell me more about Him. Have we become like the two sisters, that one has become so busy with so many things, but the other sits at his feet and says, tell me more. Tell me more. Joshua was the kind of young man that I want to be. I want God more than I want anything. And oh God, during this conference, reinforce in my heart and in my soul and in my mind the greatness of that God. You say, preacher, do you doubt him? No, I don't doubt him. I said, no, I don't doubt him. I believe him more now than I ever did in all of my life. But I just want to know more about him. I'm talking to you tonight from my soul, Joshua. I'm going home now, but not me, Moses. I'm going to stay right here. Right here in the presence of the Lord, I want to feel what you have felt. I want to experience what you have experienced. I've never been called away into the third heaven like the writer was. I don't know whether that would happen to me or not. But I want to know more about it. You hear me tonight? I've never been bidden by the Lord to walk on water like the Lord bid Peter, but I want to know more about it. My shadow never has healed a man when it fell on a man that I know of. And maybe it never will. But I want to know more about it. I don't want to know anything out of this book, but oh, God, what's in this book? I want to know. Because that's what's going to make me apostolic to the day I die. It's what's going to save me. And oh, God, tonight, don't you want to be saved? The Bible said in the last days, seven women will cleave to the cloak tail of one man. And they'll say to him, we'll eat our own bread and wear our own apparel. Just teach to us some smooth things. We don't want to hear anything about this holiness, and we don't want to hear anything about these gifts of the Spirit, and we don't want to hear anything about this love your brother more than you love yourself stuff. We don't want to hear anything about this, that the kingdom of God is for everybody. It don't matter if they're red, white, yellow, or black. We don't want to hear none of that. We'll do whatever we want to do. You just be our preacher. I'm not interested in that. I'm interested in somebody that'll reinforce what I became inquisitive about 28 years ago. Oh God, is there a Joshua in the crowd? Oh God, is there somebody that's interested? You know, I've been preaching the gospel now for well in excess almost 25 years. And I love to preach, but I want to tell you what. I've not grown tired of preaching because I want to know so much more. I want to feel more. I want to know more. I want to experience more. Because I've prayed for folks and they haven't got healed, and I've stood there and I've actually wept and said, God, I wish I could bear their sickness for them, but I don't know what to do except pray. I want to know some more about God. And tonight maybe you're in this building and you have a spirit of Joshua that you want to hang around the house of God. Amen. No wonder the writer said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Because this is what my life revolves around. Somebody said, but oh, you're a preacher. I mean to tell you, before I ever became a preacher, my life revolved around the church. Brother Ebride, I'm not kidding you. I'm telling you. I couldn't spend enough time there. I wanted to be there every minute. When I wasn't doing something, I wanted to be at the church. My God, because I found something there. I couldn't tell you the times I've got down to pray when nobody was around, and I felt an experience great, so great that it shook me right down to my soul and my shoes. Oh God, I want to know more about him. Would you stand tonight? I'm inquisitive tonight. I'm like a young child. I never will forget. When I got old enough, I started growing a little whisker here and a little whisker there. And every morning, I'd run into the bathroom. And, well, I didn't have a bathroom when I was a kid. I had an outhouse. Every morning, I'd run into the end of where the mirror was. And I'd stand in there and I'd look around and I'd say, man, is there a whisker there yet? And I'd rub it. Then I'd get my dad's old shaving brush and I'd lather that cup up real good. I'd smear it all over my face and I'd rake that thing and cut my skin. Amen. My dad knew what I was doing. He never said anything. I'd come out, man. I felt so good. Next morning, I'd run back in there. I said, oh, maybe I cultivated them. Maybe they'll grow a little better. I became so inquisitive. But tonight, I got the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you what. I've been looking to Him. Would you lift your hands right now and look to Him? I'm telling you what, we have not even begun to tap into the resources of the power of the Holy Ghost. God, oh God, nothing new, God, just what you have in store. As I turn this service into the hands of Brother Westmoreland, I'm telling you what, folks, if you don't know the Lord, or if you've just become cold and stale and shallow, why don't you get a hunger like the young man Joshua and go back and say, I'm not going to leave. I heard that old preacher in here speaking in tongues. I want to find out what it's about. My God, my God, my God. Let me tell you this and I'll close. A preacher friend of mine, he said, I became so inquisitive about the presence of the Lord. Brother Tubbs, he said, I went to the church and I told my wife, I said, I don't want nobody to knock on that church door. He said, I locked the door, I untook the phone off the hook, and I got down and I began to pray. And he said, I said to God, God, I'm not going to leave here until you touch me and I can actually feel your hand on me. He said, I became that inquisitive. He said, as I began to pray, and he said, I prayed for hours. He said, I became weary, but I kept praying. He said, I heard something. I knew the place was locked up. It was deadbolted. But said, I felt something walk behind me. He said, the hair stood up on the back of my neck. And he said, I began to beg God, God, don't touch me. That's enough. Amen. I found out the reality of God on me. Do we have some Joshuas here tonight that are inquisitive about the presence of the Lord? Seek the Lord, folks. As we turn this in the hands of the elder, lift your hands and love God Almighty. Would you do that?
Hallelujah.